earned from a lifetime of service. Biden has freely, gleefully, shared much of this advice in countless speeches, interviews, and gab fests with students, but no one has really collected it all in one place. So throughout the book, you'll find call-outs to the wisdom of Joe, little dollops of insight that apply to us all. Why Joe Biden? The premise is simple. Biden is a good man. Biden is the man. We can learn from the way he speaks plainly, stays upbeat, and treats others with respect no matter who they are or how they vote. That basic decency is why liking Joe Biden is a nonpartisan issue. His pals have ranged from liberal lions, Ted Kennedy, to arch conservatives, Strom Thurmond. If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, you've got a problem, suggests Republican Lindsey Graham in his slow southern drawl. He is as good a man as God ever created. Joe Biden doesn't have a mean bone in his body, says John McCain. He's unique in that he's had some role in every major national security crisis that his nation has faced in the last 35 years. I don't know anyone like him in the U.S. Senate. I would say he's been the most impactful vice president that I've known, certainly in modern times. McCain has a good point. Biden isn't just a nice guy. He also gets things done. When we take stock of Joe's legacy, we see a record of service that has few modern-day parallels. Who else pushed to end wars in both Vietnam and Iraq? Who else worked with 8 presidents from Nixon to Obama? Or as he put it, folks, I can tell you I've known 8 presidents, 3 of them intimately. As chairman of the Robert Bork proceedings, he might have done more to shape the Supreme Court than anyone since FDR. He championed the Violence Against Women Act, pushed through a crime bill that put 100,000 cops on the street, fought to end the genocide in Bosnia. And he did all that before he became, in Obama's totally unbiased judgment, the best vice president America's ever had. Why this book? Let's not kid ourselves. An entire generation knows Biden mostly from the aviators, the Amtrak, the bromance memes, and the ice cream cones. And okay, the gaffes. In an odd way, we only embraced Joe Biden after he left the White House. Sort of like how we might not appreciate an ex until after the breakup. So, another mission of the book is to give Joe his due, to look back on his life and savor the best nuggets. As should be clear from the cover, this is not an academic tome or a year-by-year account of Biden's life from birth to Air Force Two. For that, I recommend Jules Whitcover's exceptionally well-researched 2010 biography, Joe Biden, A Life of Trial and Redemption, as well as Biden's own 2007 memoir, Promises to Keep. Instead, the goal here is to offer something that can be binged in a single weekend, focusing on the key stories and lessons from Biden's remarkable life and career. Why now? Or to be as blunt as Biden, isn't this old news? Shouldn't we be looking forward, not backward? First off, Joe's wisdom is timeless. And it can be helpful to look at the past, the good and the bad, the wins and the misfires. Joe Biden isn't perfect. That's the price of being a public servant for nearly 5 decades. Quick perspective, when Biden prepared to launch his first campaign, the Yankees were led by a player named Mickey Mantle. So the book doesn't pretend the flaws don't exist. Instead, we'll look at those missteps and suss out the teachable moments. More important, we can learn from the way that Biden, time after time, has bounced back from unthinkable tragedy and heartache. As his longtime right-hand man, former Senator Ted Kaufman, once said, "If you ask me who is the luckiest person I have ever known, I would say Joe Biden. If you ask me who is the unluckiest I have known, I would say Joe Biden." As a young man, he lost his first wife and baby daughter. As an old man, he lost his son. Along the way, he nearly died from a brain aneurysm, with a priest giving him last rites. That's why when Biden says something like, "I feel your pain," it's not phony. With Biden, it's real. He does feel the pain.